dining, to living, to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
Welcome to the Confused Room Podcast. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again. Please press subscribe, whatever platform it is you are listening to us on. We greatly appreciate that. Some reviews always helpful. And of course, if you have a room, a space you would like some advice on, you'd like to have redesigned by us here on an episode, just send it in to us on the website, confusedroom.com. And you don't even have to tell us who you are or where you live.
It can be anonymous, and we'll be nice.
Yeah, we will be nice, because I think that's kind of a hesitation sometimes. Folks are like, I don't really want you to see my house or this or that. If there's an issue, and it's like, you know, you kind of hide that sometimes. Like, no, don't go in that room. Don't go. So they want to throw it out there for feedback.
And we address the issues, but
yeah,
in a way to where you aren't, you know, ripped apart.
Yeah, we won't inform your family that you contacted the show.
Right.
We'll just inform friends and friends of friends, and that's it. And no, I'm kidding. It'll just be on the show. And we won't tell anyone who you are or where you are. So check it out at confusedroom.com. Our creative juice this week comes to us from Garrett Estate Sellers in Olathe, Colorado.
Where?
Olathe, Colorado. I know there's an Olathe, Kansas, but this is
Olathe?
Is it Olathe?
In Kansas, it's Olathe.
I always pronounce it Olathe. O-L-A-T-H-E.
In Kansas, it's Olathe. I'm not sure if it's
also Arkansas and...
Well, and that's why I'm saying in Kansas.
Sure.
Because we knowingly say things the wrong way there.
I always called it Olathe. I guess I was wrong in Kansas dictation, but maybe it is Olathe, I'm not sure.
It might be.
Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
The interesting thing about where they are at in Colorado, it is the same latitude, different altitude as Napa.
Okay.
So they have really good wine country. Mm-hmm. With the fact that they're, you know, up a bit higher with the altitude, it changes the growing a little bit. So they end up getting a more intense grape, a more intense wine, not like crazy, oh my God, you know, fireball or something like that, but just a richer flavor, which we tend to like. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of a neat thing. They've been doing this since, I believe, 2003 or so is what I, yeah, to 2003. And they got several different varieties. We're doing their estate red blend here tonight. The other night, I think we had their Cabernet, and it was really good.
Yeah, so it is very good. I like it.
Garrett Estate Sellers, if you're in that part of Colorado, do stop in and check them out.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, just as good. I like this even more than the other night. It's more intense. I love deep, bold, rich reds, and this is one of them. It's one of those funny places where you least expect it. Sometimes you find some really good wines.
Yeah.
So.
And that's neat that they grow them there.
Yeah, exactly. And they have that perfect little kind of microclimate going on to do it. So thank you guys for being our creative juice this week. Garrett Estate, thank you so much for being a part of our show tonight. All right. Let's move on into our confused room. The room tonight looks like this. It's this is the same exact color that I think my Aunt Holly's room was when I was a kid, and a lot of their house was.
Uh-huh.
And the whole upstairs was kind of this blue. It's baby bluish almost. How would you describe it? Sky blue.
It's not quite a country blue, but almost.
Okay, country blue.
It's more of a Dutch blue.
Sure. Is it still that color? Or have they painted?
The blue that your Aunt Holly has in her living room right now, I'm sure, is an updated blue, because I really noticed it at Christmas, and I was just like, I really like this blue. It was not an old feeling blue. It felt very
classic,
fresh and new, but still classic.
Yeah, kind of a timeless blue.
Right.
And really, this I don't see this picture here and go, oh my God, must change the blue, but they're going for a little girl's room. So in that case, probably should change the blue.
Although my childhood bedroom was blue and white and gold.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that, and we can talk about that in a little bit. I was going to ask about what was the best part of your childhood bedroom.
Do you want to talk about now or after we show our room?
I got a couple questions, so let's talk about that one first, and I'll go to my other ones after.
Okay. So you want to know right now?
Best part of your childhood bedroom.
I had a full-size canopy bed.
Oh, okay.
So not only was it a big bed when I was little, it had a canopy on it. And it wasn't just like a four-poster. It had a full, you know, it almost looked like a magic carpet kind of canopy.
But okay.
It had white lace that hung down.
Sure.
And I thought it protected me from things. I don't know why.
Like what?
Anything that might fall from the ceiling in the middle of the night. Which would be absolutely nothing, but in my little girl mind, I thought that I was protected under my canopy.
Did you have, is it stileg tights? Is that, that's the ceiling, right?
No,
or is mites the ceiling?
I was worried about like spiders crawling on the ceiling and falling. Then, yeah.
Well, they don't just need to fall. They'll just crawl up you from the ground.
I know.
And then go in your ear and lay eggs.
I know.
That's what they do. And then you wake
that's
up.
That's not what they do.
And you have spiders that's just all burrowing out
stop.
Of your head. And it's horrible.
Stop.
It's horrible.
It's not what they do.
I thought we could find a documented case.
We're not going to talk about this anymore.
So that was the best part of your room was a canopy bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Best part of my room. Geez. I don't know. It was green. You know, I liked the green. As I got older, then I started kind of adding my own things to it. For a little while when I was a kid, the best part was the black and white television that we got at a garage sale for like, I think we got it for freaks. It was a friend of my mom's from church. Like, oh, you want a TV, Tony? Here you go. It was like a 1970 Zenith or something, you know, and it was only like the size of this iPad that's recording us. But the thing weighed, you know, 80 pounds.
Sure.
And I would watch David Letterman on that at night, and we had no TV stations nearby. It was Milwaukee or Green Bay, and we're right in the middle. And he had just the rabbit ears. Mm-hmm. I'd be up there every 5 minutes from about 10:30 on to about 11:30, moving that so I could still get the show in a little bit. And that was one of my, I think that's one of my fondest memories of that room is doing that. It'd be like a nightmare for children now. They'd be like, this is the worst thing in the world. But just the fact that I had a box that showed pictures.
I know.
Was like, oh my, and it's like, it moved, you know, it was black and white. I didn't care at that point. Mm-hmm. It was like, thank goodness I have a television in my room.
Yeah.
So I think probably, I would say probably that. There's a lot of things I did in my room later. We can talk about that in a little bit. But let's talk about the room we got here, the before and the after. This is the before. And Jenny, I'll have you go first. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. This is Jenny's redesign of the boys' room to a little girl's room.
So I wanted to make this little girl's room start out being a little girl's room, but something she could grow with to where there wasn't a need to completely redo it in a few years. So I went with a color palette of hot pink, black and white, mint, and gold. So most of the walls in the room are white with gold spots. And then one large accent wall is mint with nothing really done to the paint other than there's a giant chalkboard on that wall. And then I added black and white on the walls that make the closet because the closet kind of juts out into the room a little bit. And I did a horizontal stripe on that. For a window treatment, I went with an outdoor awning, but in a black and white striped on the inside. And then you can put a roller shade that goes all the way up, you know, completely out of sight. The carpet in this room, I went ahead and left what was there. It was a good neutral carpet. I did put an area rug under the bed just to kind of add some more color and define the space. But the bedding is a floral with stripes thrown in for accent and some solid colors.
I like it. I especially like the awning.
I thought it was fun, and for kind of another whimsical thing to give it even more of an outdoor feel, instead of doing lamps on the nightstands, mm-hmm. I hung pendant lanterns over the nightstands.
I like that.
And that way you don't have to worry about knocking a lamp over. It hangs from the ceiling, but it also kind of plays on mm-hmm. that outside feel.
It's like one less thing to break.
And one less thing to have, you know,
take
in
up
the
space.
Way.
Yeah.
Right.
You take a space on that nightstand. No, I think that really is a cool design. And I think we ended up using somewhat similar of colors in our rooms. But yeah, I really like that. If I was a little girl and I had this room and I was looking back on it many years later, I'd be like, I love that awning. That awning was so neat. That would be what I would be, I think, talking about.
Well, and I put the bed in front of the window under the awning to kind of have that canopy effect a little bit. I mean, it doesn't cover the whole bed. It just covers, you know, the head portion. But I had such fond memories of my canopy. I kind of wanted to create something like that in this room.
It's a neat way of doing it. I really do like that. I like that a lot. I wonder if that will end up being kind of because when you come up with stuff, I haven't seen that a whole lot of that lately. Have you?
I have seen it once. I will say it's hard to come by the right sized antique canopies to do this.
Sure.
But you can fake that look with fabric and some PVC piping.
Okay.
You attach it to the wall at the top, and then it drapes down over the PVC piping, which is extended from the wall.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, let's move on over to what I did with this room. A lot of the same sort of color palettes. Went with a hardwood floor and then added in a cool pink stripe across the entire room with white paint the rest of the way. Not to go overboard on the pink. For the bed, I did kind of a canopy type bed, but it's more of like an enclosed room escape space type canopy bed where it's fully enclosed with wood all around it and then a drapery that shuts with its own little chandelier on the inside. It becomes its own little space. So you can go in there, you can read, you can play on your devices, just have some away time, have some escape time, and something that I think will really grow with the kid as they get older. It's not just a little girl type canopy. This is really kind of something I think you'd really enjoy. You could even study in there and kind of have your own space as you get older. But with just a classic chandelier in the room, and I left a nice big open space in the room. I didn't want to clutter it up too much with very many things because I know we have little girls. They like to dance. They like to go around. They like to move. And I think having some space and not too much is important. I put a desk in there for homework as they get older for whatever they may need. And then beyond that, the dresser, I went with that mint color and a big old vinyl decal of just a big old tree with pink blossoms, kind of hot pink blossoms coming off of it, almost like a spring apple tree or something of that nature. And just really kind of made it, you know, nice, fun, light, but again, not to the point where this is, you know, essentially a 4-year-old little girl's room. And by the time she's 8, she needs a complete remodel. I think there's it'd be very easy to get into this room and update without having to do a complete redo.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I tried to do with mine as well, with just throwing the mint on one wall and the other walls are neutral with black and white and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you know, you can make a huge impact with minimal effort. Like if they were to change the stripe in the room you did, that would make a huge impact as well.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily change that up without very much work. Diana says, my 6-year-old daughter wants that room, Tony. So, nice bed space, very cool, creative and love it all. Classic touch on yours, and
thank
also
you.
The very cool and creative on yours as well. Lots of, I love both spaces on this. Love the colors in Jenny's room.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I really, when I saw that bed design, like, that's cool. That's different. I mean, that's something. I mean, you could even do that sort of thing for a little boy's room too.
Oh, sure.
And
you just theme it differently.
Yeah. I mean, you can make it, I mean, their own little cave or whatever you want to call it.
Our spaceship.
Yeah. I would love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of my favorite things to do, in my room when I was a kid, believe it or not, I used to read books with paper. And I really enjoyed that. And it'd be like Sunday afternoon. I'd sit down, in my room in bed. And, I'd just sit there with my owl lamp, you know, with the eyes that glowed. That was the type of lamp I had, and, read Goosebumps books or Fear Street. Does anybody remember Goosebumps?
I remember Fear Street.
Or Fear Street books.
Yeah.
And I'd read those. I get a Powerade from the gas station after church on Sunday. I get like one of those 32-ounce ones. I think it was like new. Powerade was like brand new at the time. It's like, ooh, this is neat. And I'd sip on that all afternoon and read a Goosebump book or a Fear Street book. And it was just relaxing and peaceful. And I would love to do that again, but I don't have time to sit down and read a book for 5 hours straight.
You were a pretty low maintenance kid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I had no brothers, no sisters, and I pretty much kept to myself and did my own thing for the most part. You know, there was a lot of when I was like, what are we going to do today, Mom? What are we going to, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But for the most part, you know, I've always been very independent because kind of, you know, off doing my own thing. So that was one of the other things I enjoyed. Your ideal childhood room, if you could look back on the space that you had, mm-hmm. And let's say you could have done anything to it with money not being an object, parents saying no, not being an object, what would you have done to your room? What would grown-up Jenny have done to little Jenny's room?
I would have replaced the flooring because my flooring was original to when the house was built. And the house that I grew up in was built in 84. Mm-hmm. So it was the same navy blue carpet that the boy that lived there before me had in his room. Mm-hmm. And we just kept it because navy blue carpet is a booger. It shows everything. Mm-hmm. And I would have probably pulling me closer.
you're wedging your way off camera.
I probably would have tried to figure out a way to have more lighting in there, either through lamps or lights, just because I had one window, but it was an old window, and the way it faced didn't get a lot of light in that mm-hmm. room. Other than that, not really much. Maybe I would have painted my trim white. My trim was dark, and it always showed dust.
Okay.
Those are the things I think about now, what I would have done.
I would have a slot machine in my room.
Okay.
Honestly, that's one of those things I really wanted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but they had like one in the JCPenney catalog. Mm-hmm. God knows why. But I was like, can I get a slot machine? Can I get the best I ever got was like the little tiny, you know, one from the Coach House Gifts or the little, you know, yeah. gifty store. Plastic arm breaks, you're done. But that's what I always wanted. As an adult looking back, you know, I don't know. I mean, it would have been lovely to have a color television in there to play Nintendo. But, you know, the black and white worked. When I got to be in high school, I did have a little a color TV that I did have in there. And I kind of retreated to that room quite often. One of the fun things I did was working at the radio station, we would have all these excess CDs. Mm-hmm. And CDs in the 90s were a hot commodity. It wasn't like just, you know, now it's like a dime a dozen. But in my world, they kind of were a dime a dozen because I worked at the radio station. So every week we had those countdown shows mm-hmm. like Rick Dees and Casey Kasem. And those were all delivered to the station on CD. They were pre-recorded like a week earlier.
Sure.
So when you're done with it, you're supposed to throw them out. What I would do is I would take them home mm-hmm. and then flip to the side with no writing on, just the color, you know, the shiny side. And I ended up like duct taping them all to my wall up and down. I had a whole wall of nothing but CDs. It looked like something out of a rap video of the 90s. Like you're expecting Mace and P. Diddy to walk in there and be like, and I would do that sometimes. I would act like that. My mom would be like, are you?
Don't doubt it.
You P. Diddying it up again, son?
Your mom wouldn't have known who P. Diddy was back that's then.
True. I think at the time he was Puff Daddy. So I think the Diddy came later. But I had that look. But I'll tell you something. It was really blinding because when the sun came through that window, it was like double window, second floor. Sun comes in there, nothing really blocking it. CDs reflect light very well. And
it kind of surprises me you did that because as much as you like a good dark room for sleeping, that would be the opposite.
Well, I was only really in there in the dark to begin with. Uh-huh. Daytime, I was pretty much out working. So it really wasn't too bad at night. But there's sometimes I'd go in there during the day and I'd be like, whoa, oh my God. And it was bright. I'm surprised my dad wasn't concerned it was going to start a fire. You know, with the idea of like magnification of light. And it's like, well, if that shines too bright, it's like frying ants with a magnifying glass. And you know what? In theory, it might be. there might be a chance if you look on the opposite side of the wall, there'd be like little burn holes in the wallpaper or something. What that happened from the CDs on the wall. So that I don't know. I think it could possibly happen. What was the worst part of your room? As a kid.
In the winter, and I think we had a HVAC issue that just needed to be fixed. But in the winter, my room would get kind of cold, and I had to have a space heater. Mm-hmm. And I hated that thing because it was in a spot where it wasn't close to anything, so it didn't catch anything on fire. Mm-hmm. But I would be walking by that thing in the morning after getting dressed or in the process of getting dressed, and I would singe something on that stupid thing.
Oh, wow.
Every day.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, it was an old one.
Yeah.
It was lucky I didn't burn the house down with it.
Is that why when I mentioned a couple weeks ago in my office when we were having a little cold snap, I said, I'd like to get a little space heater in here. Like, no, we're not doing that.
No. They're dangerous.
Well, yes. And that type, sure.
Yeah.
I was referring to something like your fireplace.
Which is technically a space heater.
But the modern, safer version of it.
Yeah.
I actually ended up getting like 30 suggestions from listeners on a good space heater that's safe.
They would know. Yeah. Mine was a garage sale special, I'm sure. And it was old when we got it. And that thing got hot.
Yeah. I remember some of those being very, very hot. I remember having an apartment once that had the, it wasn't a space heater. When it's built in, is it a space heater? Even though it's like...
Radiator?
Yeah.
Radiator.
Yeah, is that...
It's built in.
It was for a one bedroom, so radiator. And this was my first apartment, and it got you could cook things on it if you wanted to, probably.
Yeah, mine was one of those hot oil heaters, so it looked like a radiator, but it was a plug-in. Do you remember those?
Yes. I think we had one of those.
I hated that.
Yes, it looked like one, but you plug it in. Uh-huh. Yes, we had one. I don't remember that. I know it got hot, but I'm sure if you stuck your hand on it, you would singe.
Or you walk by and touches your thigh by accident, burns.
Is that why you have burns all up and down your...
No, the scar you've seen is actually from curling iron.
I'm just kidding. I didn't even know you had a scar.
I was sitting down and curling my hair with a curling iron and I dropped it in my lap once. That was very...
That would
painful.
Hurt.
Very it, painful.
It wasn't from a project as a child.
No.
Using cement.
I didn't do projects as a child. No.
Do you call it cement or cement?
Concrete.
Was the word cement ever brought up?
And not until I moved to Kansas, it was all concrete.
Is there a technical difference between the two products?
I don't know. I just called anything like that concrete.
We used them interchangeably. I had never heard the term cement until we lived in Kansas. And people were like, oh, go around the cement thing. But they would even do it more dramatic than that. I can't even do it.
It's like Beverly Hillbilly cement pond is how they would say it.
Like over on the cement. I'd be like, what? The cement? The cement. That and Wersh. It was the other one. I'm like, you want to Wersh the cement. Okay. There you go. I learn new things every day. I'm sure there's other areas of the country where it's another slight variation.
Yeah.
But, all right. Let's wrap up this episode of the program, and we will be doing another episode here on Facebook Live. So if you are watching on Facebook, stick around for that. If not, tune in Wednesday for the next episode of Confused Room. We're going to be doing a piece of wall decor, a neat shelving piece that we kind of built from scratch for our bar area. But really, there's ways of doing this. You could use it for almost anything.
Sure.
So we'll talk about that and show you how we did it in our next episode of Confused Room. Please like, share the podcast. We greatly appreciate that. We cannot do this show without you. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Confused Room.